exception for the determination of the use to retain a fence within a buffer zone.
And Mr. Chairman, you may recall, in fact, 12 and 13 were both those cases where the fences had been built in essentially the buffer for Silverview Farms, mm-hmm. which is adjacent to Kinsale Glen.
Mm-hmm.
The board denied the application to keep the fences. They got appealed. It went to Superior Court. Superior Court affirmed your decision. And I handed that out to you because really the only thing I wanted to point out to you was that toward the tail end of the decision where the judge basically says he's affirming the decision based on substantial evidence, there's a footnote, number 42, that sort of kindly says, be more specific with your findings. Says that in the future, or the court requests that the board in the future outline in greater detail its basis in the written decision. Now, I do the written decisions, but I gotta work from what's basically in the record and been said. Yeah, so
okay.
There are some cases where you just know there's gonna be an appeal. That was one. This one you were talking about tonight may be one. So at least in those cases, I'm just gonna ask you to be more specific with your findings and just spend a little bit more time with them. And I'll give you an example. I know Ron, for example, tonight said on one of the cases that
adversely affect.
What's that?
Adversely affect surrounding properties.
Or something like it was the one for one in the trailer park that had been there for 12 or 13 years. Sometimes all I hear is, well, it won't affect the area. It won't adversely affect the area. But tonight, for example, I just happened to notice it because I was thinking about this. You said it won't affect the area because it's been there for 13 years. And that's kind of what I need is that second clause sometimes.
Okay.
It's easy. I'm not complaining that you're saying anything. When you say something like it's the minimum necessary to afford relief, that's good. But try to add something else, you know, just because it's only 6 inches, he's not asking for 12 feet or something like that. Or if it's a special exception, don't just say it won't adversely affect neighboring properties or will affect neighboring properties because, and then, you know, give me that second clause sometimes. At least for the ones where we know we're going to end up in court, because that gives me something to write for the judges. When they put little things like that in their opinions, you know, they're being nice. He's saying, I request that you do it. What he's really saying is that the next time you might not be so lucky, and if I have to do this much work, I'm going to turn it down or something like that. So they gave us our little shot across the bow. And just, again, just the cases that are really
controversial,
yeah, where there's a real chance that they might be appealed, you know, make some more detailed findings, just, you know, add a little bit to it, okay?
Certainly will. Appreciate that. Okay, so on what do we do with these? And they're done then.
No.
So these are done then.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah, the cases are done.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, if there's nothing else before the board, if they have anything from the office we need to know or anything coming up, anything we can tell them? Everything all right? You need anything from us? Okay, then nothing else. This meeting is, German.
So moved.
We need some socks. We'll take a donation. All those in favor?
Is Bud okay or just didn't come to that?
He's okay.
The meeting adjourned, subject to call.
We'd rather have you in here.